shot struck JFK from behind. That was their unanimous
verdict. Mr. Corbett, I have a question, if you don't mind, about this. While we're on the autopsy, I meant to ask you this. I was waiting to ask you this last week, actually. Isn't it true that the autopsy was actually filmed? Did they actually tape recorded the autopsy?
That I had not heard before. I know that there's a lot of...
Mr. Rossley, you probably know about this. Petzer told Dennis David that or Dennis David saw the a film of the autopsy on Monday morning. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Rossley, can you elaborate on that a little bit further? You know more about it than I do.
It was David Dennis. His name was David Dennis, and he was the officer of the day at Bethesda Naval Hospital.
Mm.
And he said he was a protege of Commander Petzer.
Yeah.
Commander Petzer was the head of the audio-visual department at Bethesda.
Right.
And he filmed the autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday morning he showed that film, not on a projector, but through turn the wheel.
Yeah.
A viewer. He showed it to Dennis David.
Hmm.
David Dennis.
Yeah, that's David. Interesting. Okay.
And then he was, shortly thereafter, he was found dead. Supposedly suicide.
What do you think about, what do you make of that, Mr. Corbett? What do you make of all the, about, it just, there just seems to be a weird, kind of eerie, creepy, deaths of all these witnesses. Have you ever...
There's nothing weird or creepy about it. I mean, if you take a group of people, X number of those people are going to die over a given period of time.
Well, I was alive back then, and I'm still kicking.
Right, and so are a lot of the other people who...
that's right.
Who, the point is, when you look at all the people who in some way or another were connected with the JFK assassination, one way or the other, and then out of that group, there let's say that number is X, and out of that group we had Y number of deaths.
Yeah.
There's nothing unusual about that.
Okay, yeah.
In a short period of time, it's pretty suspicious that 18 of them died in a short period of time. Have you heard
Out of how many?
I don't know, 562 witnesses that appear before the Warren Commission. Have you read Ben Jones' books?
No, I have not read that one.
Well, there's four volumes to it.
Right. The point is out of any group of people, you can expect a certain number of deaths over a certain period of time. That's how insurance companies, they have the actuarial tables. That's how they determine what rates they need to charge in order to make a profit.
Right.
They know, out of 1,000 people, they have a pretty good idea how many of those people are going to die over a 10-year period, and they don't know which people are going to die over a 10-year period, but they know about how many are going to die.
Yeah, when somebody decides which 10, you got real trouble in River City, don't you?
Okay, well, why don't you talk about all these mysterious circumstances that they died under.
Okay, on Sunday night after Ruby was arrested, there were two reporters that went to his apartment with George Senator, his roommate,
mm-hmm.
and Ruby's sister, Eva Grant. And shortly thereafter, two of those reporters were dead. One of them stepped out of the shower and was killed by a karate chop to the throat, unsolved.
Okay, so
the other one had his head blown off in a police department out in California.
Out in California.
The cop, he said, "Well, how did that happen?" He said, "Well, me and my partner were playing quick draw. My gun accidentally went off." He says, "And that's what happened."
So now we've got
a California. Now he said, "Well, the trajectory doesn't show it that way." So he changed the story. He says, "Well, we're playing quick draw and my gun dropped and went off."
Okay,
his
so
name
now
was Underwood.
Now we have the California police in on this plot too.
You got the governor of California in on it. If you want to hear that, you want to hear about Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan wasn't governor back then.
No, not back then, but during the Garrison trial, the Clay Shaw trial, there was a material witness that Garrison wanted. And what he did was he skipped. Gordon Novell, he skipped. So he went to Ohio. So Garrison issued extradition papers. And Governor John Rhodes of Ohio, Republican, refused.
Jim Rhodes.
What?
Jim Rhodes.
Okay, Jim Rhodes refused to... recognize the extradition papers.
Okay, so...
So Garrison was going to get him anyway. I guess they were going to kidnap him or something. So he went to Ohio and he went to California. So again, Garrison issued extradition papers. And Ronald Reagan refused to recognize those extradition papers.
So now you've got Ronald Reagan in on the plot.
Yeah, the same Ronald Reagan that said, what we need now is a case of botulism. When they were passing out that free food in California with the Patty Hearst kidnapping.
Okay, so you think Ronald Reagan was part of the conspiracy to cover up?
Well, he participated in the cover up, refused to extradite Gordon Novell to a legal extradition paper from a legal district attorney.
Okay, and you think that makes him complicit?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So
we're not talking about murdering the local grocer, John. We're talking about the President of the United States. Remember, you don't get a damn.
Garrison's reputation by that time was so deservedly trashed.
It was what?
You said Garrison.
Garrison had been discredited in so many ways.
Oh, really? Have you ever met Garrison? You ever talked to him?
No, I haven't.
Well, I have.
Well, that's wonderful, Tom.
And he's an honorable man.
Okay, and you want to talk about people leaning on witnesses and getting them to change stories and hypnotizing them and all this rigmarole he did. But you think everything Garrison did was on the level. But yet you nitpick everything the Warren Commission did and all the investigators did. You know, you cast aspersions on the Dallas Police Department.
Yep.
The Secret Service, the FBI,
yep.
The Army and the Navy. You know, we've got three branches of the federal
government. When does Army Navy come into this, John? You want to drag the Army and Navy into it?
They did the autopsy. You do know that it was done at Bethesda, and there was an Army and a Navy doctor who were in on it.
John, you ever been to Washington?
Yes, I have.
Do you know how long it takes to drive from Andrews Air Force Base to Bethesda Naval Hospital?
I've never made that trip, no. What's your point?
It took 2 hours. On November 22nd of 1963, it took 2 hours. Why did it take that long to get there when it's usually a 15-minute drive?
What's your point? Are you going to throw out this the body was altered deal?
Yeah.
You're buying into David Lipton's ridiculous charge. The JFK's body was surgically altered.
If you can explain the difference in the body bag and the caskets, you bet your ass I am. Can you explain them? Can you explain them, John? Yes or no?
What difference are you talking about?
Kennedy left Dallas wrapped in sheets and in an expensive ceremonial casket.
Right.
He arrived in Bethesda in a cheap shipping casket in a body bag.
No, he didn't. That's nonsense.
Well, the guys that unwrapped him said he did, said it was.
Yeah, Paul O'Connor.
Yeah. Have you ever spoken to Paul O'Connor?
No, I haven't.
You haven't.
David Powers was adamant that there was no way that anybody had any opportunity from the time the plane took off from Dallas to the time it landed in Washington.
Well, they certainly had the time.
It took two hours
to get from Andrews to Bethesda. That's you agree that's plenty of time? Now you just want to know where, huh?
Well, first of all, what's your source for one that left and one that arrived?
I had it. It was there on television when he arrived. Everybody in the country was watching it. When he arrived at 6 o'clock or 6:02.
Okay, and what's your source for when the body arrived at Bethesda?
Everybody, all the medical people at Bethesda.
Okay, and where is that in the official record? See, I'm trying to distinguish between what's in the official record and what's in all these wild conspiracy books that you've read over the years.
I have never, ever quoted a conspiracy book, John, and you know it. Or you don't know that either.
You just said you bought into David Lipton's ridiculous charge.
I never quoted David Lipton, did I?
Oh, okay. But you believe what he wrote?
Yes, I do.
You think a dead body could be surgically altered in such a way that a medical professional couldn't look at it and immediately tell.
Humes and Boswell, they couldn't tell if they had a bowel movement or not. Don't forget they were approaching retirement, and they didn't want to lose a pension, so they did whatever they were told to do.
Okay, so
let's get back to the timing.
I asked you your source of when the body arrived at Bethesda.
It's in the Warren Report.
Okay, where? What page?
You got it. You looked it up.
Okay.
About the time you started doing some research or some study, some reading.
Okay, so you don't have a source readily available.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
You seem to think that everybody has to commit 10 million words to memory. You can't. You haven't read any of it. So you got none of it in memory. It's about 4
okay.
gigs short of RAM, buddy.
Let's not get personal, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the deal, Tom. All the people that you've accused of being part of this cover-up, we start with the Dallas Police Department. The sheriff's people had some boots on the ground as well. They were helping to look through the book depository. Then we got the Secret Service. We've got, which is Department of the Treasury. We've got the FBI, which is Department of Justice. And who was it in charge of the Department of Justice at that time, Tom?
Attorney General Robert Kennedy.
Okay, President's brother. So his agency was supposedly in on this cover-up and conspiracy. We've got Department of Defense involved because we've got the Army and the Navy in cahoots over it. This must have been one heck of a planning session. Now, did they have all these ducks in a row before the shooting, or did they have to get to these people after it was over and tell them, you've got to help us with this cover-up?
Who was in charge of the investigation?
What part of the investigation? Now, the FBI eventually took over the evidence from the Dallas Police Department.
Illegally.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't know that, huh?
Yes, I know it was a state crime. It was a state crime.
Mm-hmm.
So the FBI gets involved in state crimes. They make their fingerprint. So the jurisdiction is, it's not clear cut.
Right.
Oh, it sure is. It was very clear that the investigation belonged to the Dallas authorities.
Okay. So you're saying that the president's brother was in charge of the bureau which carried out the cover-up?
No, what I'm saying is Bobby Kennedy lost his power before the body left Elm Street.
Bobby Kennedy remained attorney general for quite until he ran for Senate in the following year in New York.
He lost his power before the body left Elm Street.
Okay. So, I asked you a question. Do you think that these conspirators, whoever they were, which you never bothered to tell us because, you'd have no evidence. You've admitted that. So, you have no evidence that there were any other conspirators, but you want to cast aspersions on three different federal agencies, the Dallas Police Department, the Dallas Sheriff's Department, plus we'd have to throw in all these other crime labs who assisted the Warren Commission by rendering second opinions on the findings of the FBI. See, it's contrary to what conspiracy theorists try to claim, the Warren Commission didn't automatically accept whatever the FBI told them. For key pieces of evidence, such as the ballistic evidence and the fingerprint evidence, they turned to other crime agencies. They had the New York City Police Department's fingerprint bureau examine the findings regarding...
Milano didn't enter the picture until the House Select Committee.
The
Warren Commission had nothing to do with Salerno.
The New York Police Department is mentioned in the Warren Report as having offered a second opinion regarding the thumbprint and the partial fingerprints on the trigger guard. And as far as...
Where did that come, John? They didn't find it. Dallas didn't find it. And then Friday night, when the gun went to Washington, the FBI didn't find it.
Okay, so now you're...
When it came back to Dallas, son of a gun, they found it.
Here you go. You're... you're